what he so much boasts of and pretends wholly to build on, scripture proofs. Were there not men amongst us who, by crying up his books and espousing his doctrine, save me from the reproach of writing against a dead adversary? They have been so zealous in this point that, if I have done him any wrong, I cannot hope they should spare me. I wish, where they had done the truth and the public wrong, they would be as ready to redress it, and allow its just weight to this reflection, viz., that there cannot be done a greater mischief to prince and people than the propagating wrong notions concerning government. That so at last all times might not have reason to complain of the drum ecclesiastic. If any one concerned really for truth undertake the confutation of my hypothesis, I promise him either to recant my mistake upon fair conviction, or to answer his difficulties. But he must remember two things. First, that cavilling here and there at some expression or little incident of my discourse is not an answer to my book. Secondly, that I shall not take railing for arguments, nor think either of these worthy my notice, though I shall always look on myself as bound to give satisfaction to anyone.